In Ketchikan last weekend, 10 boys' teams and 8 girls' teams competed. Both of the Petersburg teams ranked first among the small schools attending the meet. The small schools, or those that are 1 and 2A, are the teams that Petersburg competes against to qualify for state. Coach Tommy Thompson says they had many personal best times.
I think half the kids PR'd down there, and they ran great. I gotta say that Melanie's a senior, and she PR'd by about a minute. And Cole, last time he had a PR was when he was a sophomore, and he dropped down in the 17:48 range, and so he had a great run.
Petersburg Lady Vikings took the top 3 spots among small schools. Junior Maya Cowan finished first with a time of 20 minutes, 37 seconds. Senior Melanie Chase finished second at 20 minutes, 53 seconds. And junior Kendra Coonrad finished third at 21:31. For the boys, sophomore Uriah Lucas finished first among small schools with a time of 17 minutes, 47 seconds. And just 1 second behind him in second place for small schools was senior Cole Spurl. Sophomore Chase Lister finished fourth at 18:45. The usual Ketchikan course was flooded, so meet organizers diverted the race trail. Noah Sullivan is a Petersburg senior.
It was pretty flooded. We had really heavy rains the night before.
A lot of people wore spikes just because it was pretty slippery. Yeah, after the race, it was just covered in mud and it was very wet.
That's Petersburg junior Julian Kumps. And here's senior Jolin Toyamura.
Especially at the beginning of the girls' race, it started to rain. And so by the time it was all over, we were just absolutely soaked.
Toyamura is running cross country for the first time as a senior. She's been in wrestling for years and says she feels that cross country has improved her endurance. She says she also likes the social part of the sport.
It's a good group of people, and I think I've made a few good friends on the cross-country team, so it's pretty cool.
Julian Kumps agrees. He's been in cross-country since the 6th grade and says it helps him prepare for his basketball season. He also likes the bonds that he's made.
It's kind of a lot more close than a lot of the other sports where we're just kind of like a big family. Like every practice, we're just running. We're always as a team.
Noah Sullivan runs sprint races for the track team in the spring and prefers shorter distances. But he says dedicating years to cross country has been worth it.
Cross country has definitely been super valuable to me for high school, and it's been one of my favorite things to do.
Coach Thompson says Petersburg will likely do well at regions. But he says the meets are not always a good indicator because not all runners travel to them. And you just never know.
But you never know what's going to happen because you lose one or two runners for injury or something, and things can change quickly.
There are 12 small schools in Southeast. The top 3 of those teams will qualify for the state meet, as well as the top 15 runners. The state cross-country meet will be held in Anchorage October 5th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.